Florida's prescription drug monitoring program is aimed at reducing overdoses, but there is an unintended consequence. Many opiate addicts have gone from pills to heroin. Around 2,000 Floridians died from accidental overdoses of prescription drugs in 2013, along with 200 deaths from heroin. In part two of our report, Carol Gentry of Health News Florida reports that all this now has the attention of medical authorities and some state lawmakers.
For over 40 years, there's been a drug that can stop a heroin overdose in its tracks if someone gives the drug in time. It's called naloxone, better known by its original brand name of Narcan. Naloxone is an injectable drug that saves lives by reviving overdose victims at home before paramedics arrive. Well, it turns out that the same drug works for patients who overdose on prescription painkillers, drugs called opioids, because they mimic the action of opium. Dr. Gary Ricefield, a University of Florida psychiatrist, says that prescription drugs kill many times more people than heroin, although the street drug is making a comeback. Those who take opioids should have naloxone on hand just in case, he says. But that's not happening.
Here in Florida, take-home naloxone is scarcely available. I believe that it's medically appropriate to use it, and we can put a big dent in our mortality related to opioids if we make it more readily available.
Dr. Ricefield took the issue to the Florida Board of Medicine at the request of Kelly Cordor. She runs a small advocacy group in Jacksonville that's committed to reducing the harm from prescription drugs.
I used to practice law, but I've been a mom for the last 3 years, and this is a passion of mine. So this is my full-time gig right now.
Step one, she says, is getting doctors to prescribe naloxone to patients at risk. Step two would allow doctors to prescribe the drug to someone other than the patient, say, a mother or a close friend. That would require legislative action. 25 states have taken that step, says Daniel Wormling, a pharmacy professor from University of Kentucky brought in as an expert witness. Take-home naloxone is following the same path as that of a well-known antidote for severe allergic reactions, the EpiPen. A Florida House member from Sarasota, Representative Ray Pilon, has introduced a bill that would add Florida to the list of states authorizing take-home naloxone for use by Good Samaritans. It may run into skepticism like that expressed by the chairman of the medical board, Dr. Nabil El-Sanati.
The only hesitation I have with allowing you to give prescriptions to lay people to give Narcan for patients that are victim of opioid overdose is that that may actually encourage patients to use narcotics because they have the antidote or their family member has an antidote.
Not so, said Professor Wormling. For one thing, naloxone is not addictive. And for another, after it revives overdose victims, they usually throw up.
With regard to encouraging abuse, that's actually been proven not to be true. And I'll give an analogy for you to make it simple. As garlic is to vampires, naloxone is to addicts. It's the worst experience you'll have if you have opioids in your system.
Several board members supported the idea of take-home naloxone. They heard a report in October about growing numbers of young people overdosing on heroin or pain pills. Dr. Bernardo Fernandez.
I would encourage that we as a board get the courage to put this through and make sure that all of our physicians do this, because I remember that presentation very clearly stated for all of us the disaster we're facing today.
The vote in support was unanimous. Dr. Ricefield will get his authorization in writing, and patient advocates like Cordor will try to get the word out to the medical community that it's legal for doctors to prescribe naloxone to patients who might be at risk of overdose. She says most doctors don't know that.
So it was important to come before the Board of Medicine to get that in writing, to get that reaffirmation in writing, to assure physicians to go ahead and start prescribing this on a take-home basis for patients who may be at risk. They could be saving lives.
For Health News Florida, I'm Carol Gentry in Tampa.
You can hear part one of our report and other important stories about you and your health on our website, healthnewsflorida.org.